You are listening to The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Monarch, and this is The Butterfly Effect, from a spark to flame. Welcome to this episode of The Butterfly Effect. The Butterfly Effect is an idea that is commonly used in chaos theory. We are going to be discussing how a small change can make much bigger changes happen, and how one small incident can have a big impact on the future. A show about how a small change can have a much larger impact on our future. And on today's episode of The Butterfly Effect, we are going to be discussing the unachievable standard. And the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty and body types, especially when it relates to women. On the covers of fashion magazines, in movies, in TV shows, on billboards, on social media, and even on clothing websites, women are portrayed as tall, stick-thin, glowing goddesses. However, this tall, stick-thin, glowing goddess portrayal is not true for the majority of women in society. This stigma is particularly harmful because women come in a wide range of sizes and shapes. Magazine, billboards, companies, and movies and TV shows usually go through an iterative process to get the perfect shot. Hundreds of pictures are taken, and then retaken, and then retaken again. And that's not it. Then these pictures that were taken, retaken, and retaken again are meticulously edited by a professional. They Photoshop, crop out, and/or airbrush any imperfections the model may have. The portrayal of women in the media can be detrimental to women in everyday life by causing eating disorders, low self-esteem, and can cause society to set unachievable beauty standards for women. On today's episode of The Butterfly Effect, we are going to be taking a closer look at this unachievable beauty standard and how it has changed throughout the years. Okay, listeners, let's start off this episode of The Butterfly Effect with a little history lesson. Let's look at beauty standards around the world through the years. The article Beauty Standards, See How Body Types Change Through History, featured in The Science of People, discusses the ideal types through the ages. Here are some of the beauty standards according to the article Beauty Standards, See How Body Types Change Through History, featured in The Science of People. Quote, Ancient Egypt, which is 1292 to 1069 BC, in this era, the ideal woman is described as slender, narrow shoulders, high waist, symmetrical face. In the Han Dynasty in China, which is 206 BC to 220 AD, in this time period, the ideal woman had a slim waist, pale skin, large eyes, and small feet. In the Roaring Twenties, in this time period, the ideal woman had flat chest, downplayed waist, short bob hairstyles, and a boyish figure. In the Golden Age of Hollywood, which was 1930s to 1950s, in this era, the ideal woman is described as having curves, hourglass figure, large breast, slim waist. In the swinging 60s, which are the 1960s, this time period adored the female look, willowy, thin, long, slim legs, adolescent physique. In the supermodel era of 1980s, the era celebrated this body type, athletic, silhouette, and curvy, tall, toned arms. In the hair and chic, which is the 1990s, the ideal body type for this time period was weight, fishy, extremely thin, translucent skin. Post-modern beauty, which is the 2000s to today, our center beauty standard for women includes flat stomach, healthy, skinny, large breast, plus butt thigh gap. Through many cultures and many centuries, thin, slender, and fair skin have been a consistent theme in the beauty standards. I believe it is nearly impossible to avoid the pressures of wanting to look like the supermodels and the ideal version of beauty at whatever time period that may be. I will admit, I know I have personally struggled with the thought process myself. Honestly, it is extremely difficult not to. There are these images we grow up with and are constantly surrounded by, even starting in early childhood. Okay, do you all remember Barbie dolls? For example, Barbie dolls are thin dolls with a tiny waist, long legs, and a large bust. She's known as perfect. This can cause body issues during early childhood development. Body image is how a person views themselves and their outer physical appearance. At childhood, it instills the idea of being obsessed with the perfect body type. Then as we grow up, we're surrounded and the media consumes all these images and continues to feed us this unachievable, unrealistic beauty standard, which is in our movies, TV shows, magazines, billboards, and even social media. The article, How White Supremacy and Capitalism Influence Beauty Standards, in our new beauty column, Standard Issues, beauty reporter Jessica DeFino digs up the capitalist, colonialist, patriarchal foundations of the industry. Featured in Teen Vogue states, quote, "The colonizer mindset persists today. It's reflected on the faces in the pages of fashion magazines, which up until recently were almost exclusively white. It's there in every foundation range that features 10 choices for white women, but only 2 for black women, a still too common occurrence, despite the industry's newfound focus on more inclusive shade selection. It's built into the cosmetic corporation that continues to sell skin lightening cream in Asia. Albert skin lightening creams that, in response to recent backlash, now have less overtly racist product names. In this way, colonialism gave capitalism a brilliant business model to follow. It illustrated just how easy it is to profit off of deep-seated insecurities stemming from a lifetime of being treated as less than. And so, throughout history, capitalism has sowed the seed of insecurity in all of us. Much of what we believe to be true about our bodies is nothing more than marketing made up by beauty brands to make a buck." Okay, you may be thinking, whoa, DJ Monarch, come on now. You're reading way too far into this. How does this unachievable beauty standard thing you talk about have anything to do with white supremacy and capitalism influence? Okay, so that was a lot, but just stick with me, okay, y'all? Whether or not you think the views in this article are too extreme, it definitely raises an interesting concept that I think we should ponder for a quick second. Okay, so have seen through the examples that yes, throughout many cultures and many centuries, thin, slender, and fair skin have all been a consistent theme in the beauty standard. And we live in a country built on the ideology of white is right. So, are we really that surprised that this ideology seeps into our beauty standards? Over the past few decades, the everyday average American woman's waist size has increased. According to an article featured on the Today Show, what's average? Size 16 is the new normal for US women. The average size for women in the United States is size 16. Quote, "After sampling the measurements of more than 5,500 women in the United States, the study revealed that over the last two decades, the average waist size has increased 2.6 inches, from 34.9 inches to 37.5 inches. However, regardless of the fact that the everyday average American woman's waist size has increased, the majority of our media is not representative of this truth. After the break, we are going to be continuing this discussion on the unachievable standard. And the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty and body type, especially when it comes to women. You are listening to The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Monarch. This is the Butterfly Effect, from a spark to a flame. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this episode of The Butterfly Effect, only on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. Once again, I am your host, DJ Monarch, and on today's episode of The Butterfly Effect, we have been discussing the unachievable standard, and the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty, body types, and especially when it relates to women. We're going to be continuing that discussion on the unachievable standard right now. Okay, have you either heard of and or watched the famous Victoria's Secret fashion show? Okay, if you have, great. And if this is your first time hearing of the Victoria's Secret fashion show, listen up and let me explain it to you. The Victoria's Secret fashion show was a yearly event usually held in November or December, so holiday season time, where Victoria's Secret would feature and promote their brand. This event was televised, and only the top famous supermodels would be offered the opportunity to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. In the Victoria's Secret fashion show, the models would walk down a long runway in colorful, dazzling, large angel wings and jeweled lingerie. It was a huge event. The crowd was packed, celebrities would perform. The Victoria's Secret fashion show was founded in 1995 and ran until recently in the year 2018. However, in the past few years before it was canceled, the Victoria's Secret fashion show saw a huge decline in ratings. The New York Times reports that, quote, viewership numbers have starkly declined over the last 5 years. 9.7 million people watched the show in 2013, and only 3.3 million tuned in 2018. In the recent years, the company Victoria's Secret has found themselves under fire multiple times. According to the article, Victoria's Secret cancels fashion show as sales fall, featured in the Time magazine, quote, Victoria's Secret, which has seen a fall in sales and a rise in criticism for its continued focus on what some say are outdated fashion and beauty ideals. Sales declined 7% in the last quarter, compared to 2% during fall, same time period last year. And as other lingerie brands like Aerie or Rihanna's Savage X Fenty make a point to be inclusive of all body types in their marketing, the spotlight has turned to how Victoria's Secret advocates for a look that only supermodels can obtain. Thin figures, rock-hard abs, and breasts that fit into the brand's famous push-up bras. Victoria's Secret has also faced backlash for upholding old-fashioned gender norms. Last year, Ed Razek, the then chief marketing officer for L Brand, had to apologize after saying transgender models should not be cast in the fashion show because the show is a fantasy. Bridget Malcolm, who modeled in the 2015 Victoria's Secret fashion show and the 2016 Victoria's Secret fashion show, said, quote, I have had countless conversations with fellow models, all of who are tiny, where they call themselves fat. It is such a hard thing to understand if you are removed from this. But when it becomes a mental game like this, it grows wings of its own. In this industry, there seems to be this harmful narrative and this crushing pressure that you are not good enough as yourself. We need to get rid of this narrative because it can become extremely detrimental to one's mental health, physical health, and even their emotional health. Corporate America helps to create unachievable standards. Corporations like Victoria's Secret have come under fire for their lack of inclusivity. Edward Razrick, the senior creator of Victoria's Secrets, as quoted in Shape magazine, said, "Diversifying the Victoria's Secrets fashion show with plus-size models would undermine the fantasy aspect of the show. A fantasy is defined as a thing that is impossible or improbable. It is highly unlikely plus-size women will ever fit the standard of Victoria's Secrets models. Most average women stand at 5'4 feet tall, wear a size 16 dress, and wear a bra size 34DD to 36DD. Victoria's Secrets models are likely size 6 or smaller. Razzik is purposely marketing an idea that is unachievable for the average woman. Victoria's Secrets is under fire for discriminating comments and celebs are not having it," quote, "the chief marketing office made some insensitive comments about transgender and curve models," featured in the Shape magazine. Ed Razzik, the chief marketing officer of L Brands, who owns Victoria's Secrets, made a series of insensitive comments about transgender and plus-size models in an interview with Vogue. "The Victoria's Secrets fashion show has often been called out for its lack of inclusivity, especially over the past few years." Responding to such comments in the recent interview, Razzik said that diversifying models would undermine the fantasy aspect of the show. "Shouldn't you have transsexuals in the show? No, I don't think we should," he said. "Well, why not? Because the show is a fantasy. It's a 42-minute entertainment special. We attempted to do a television special for plus-sized in 2000. No one had any interest in it. Still don't." If you're asking if we've considered putting a transgender model in the show or looked at putting plus-sized models in the show, we have. We invented the plus-size model show in what was our sister division, Lane Bryant. Lane Bryant still sells plus-size lingerie, but it sells a specific range, just like every specialty realtor in the world sells a range of clothing, as do we. We market to who we sell to, and we don't market to the whole world. Ed Razzik went to Twitter to apologize for his insensitive comments after receiving an immense amount of negative backlash. Quote, "My remark regarding the inclusion of transgender models in the Victoria's Secrets fashion show came across as insensitive. I apologize. To be clear, we absolutely would cast a transgender model in our show. We've had transgender models come to castings, and like many others, they didn't make it. It was never about gender. I admire and respect their journey to embrace who they really are." Well, I'll leave it up to you listeners to decide whether or not his apology was genuine. And they continue to mess up. Victoria's Secrets created a perfect body campaign. Come on, y'all. Seriously? Perfect body campaign? The perfect body campaign refers to the Victoria's Secrets body lingerie line. The ad depicts Victoria's Secrets angels. The women in the advertisement are all tall, thin models appearing to have little to no imperfections. This campaign was featured on the Victoria's Secrets website and in Victoria's Secrets stores in the United Kingdom. People were so outraged by this perfect body campaign that they created a petition. This petition got over 27,000 signatures. The petition stated, quote, "Every day, women are bombarded with advertisements aimed at making them feel insecure about their bodies in the hope that they will spend money on products that will supposedly make them happier and more beautiful. All this does is perpetuate low self-esteem among women who are made to feel that their bodies are inadequate and unattractive because they do not fit into a narrow standard of beauty. It contributes to culture that encourages serious health problems such as negative body image and eating disorders." And as we continue to go through these Victoria's Secret scandals, I'd like to be very clear. Though Victoria's Secret has had many scandals, as we've just heard, they are not the only ones guilty of this body shaming and this unachievable standard. Have you heard of the brand Abercrombie & Fitch? Okay, well, Abercrombie & Fitch is another company that discriminates against plus-size women. Until recently, Abercrombie Fitch did not carry this size extra large, and they still don't carry any plus sizes. Research estimates that 68% of American women wear sizes 14 or above. This means Abercrombie was discriminated against 68% of American women. In 2006, Mike Jeffries, the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, as quoted in Business Insider, said, "That's why we hire good-looking people in our stores. Because good-looking people attract other good-looking people, and we want to market to cool, good-looking people. We don't market to anyone other than that." Jeffries essentially believes that anyone who wears a size above large cannot qualify as good-looking. Okay, well, besides all the plus size comments, now let's take a look at the lack of racial and ethnic diversity in the fashion industry. According to Fashion's Lack of Diversity Has Real Cost featured in Vogue Business, quote, "In the past year, Gucci, Prada, and Moncler have had to pull products off shelves that evoked blackface. Burberry apologized for a runway incident involving a noose. And Dolce & Gabbana abandoned a massive Shillong fashion event hours before a series of ads belittled Chinese consumers with misfire jokes. These missteps have led to product recalls and massive backlash on social media. And in Dolce & Gabbana's case, several impacted in businesses in a region that reportedly represented one-third of its sales. And not only in luxury brands, in early April 2019, shortly after Beyoncé announced her upcoming fashion collaboration with Adidas, ESPN's Nikki DePaul reported that the deal could have gone another way. The entertainer had been in talks to partner with Reebok until meeting with her potential team there. She said, quote, "Nobody in the room reflects my background, my skin color, and where I'm from and what I wanted to do." And so she kind of took a step back and left. As this article highlights, lack of racial awareness and racial diversity can have serious consequences, especially in this new era. But look, okay, I've given you a lot of heavy, bad, negative things, but I promise, okay, it's not all bad. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. According to 10 authentically body-positive fashion brands that are changing the industry, featured on stylecaster.com, quote, "The fashion industry took more and more steps towards inclusivity, female empowerment, and putting a stop to retouching, body shaming, and discrimination. While the industry is still far from perfect, there are a few brands that walk the walk when it comes to being inclusive in every way. Praise to brands such as Aerie for not retouching bodies and using models of every shape, size, and color. Brands such as Escati for providing completely customizable clothing to fit your body perfectly. And finally, brands such as ModCloth, ASOS, and Swimsuits for All that provide clothing from straight through plus sizing." Now, let's take a closer look at the brands that are working hard towards a more inclusive future. Changing things in the fashion industry, the 10 authentically body-positive fashion brands that are changing the industry featured in stylecaster.com highlights 10 brands moving in the right direction. Quote, first off, we have Escati. The brand offers sizes from 0 through 36W and complete customized through exact body measurements, various options for necklines and sleeves and garment length to fit your height. Second off, we have Aerie. Aerie stopped retouching its photos a couple of years ago and started being more inclusive with diverse models and sizing. We love that the brand embraces stretch lines, cellulite, and real bodies. Third on our list, we have ModCloth. ModCloth is your perfect mix of feminine, vintage, and quirky. There's something for everyone, and the company offers garments in straight to plus sizing. What's even better, it actually shows pictures of two models, straight and plus sizing, to see what both look like in the garments. Fourth of all, we have ASOS. The site literally has everything and more. It offers various sizing from straight, curvy, and plus, as well as maternity, tall, and petite styles. Fifth, we have Old Navy. The Old Navy is one of our classic favorites. It has great prices, tons of stylish options, and sizing for all. It makes sure its advertisements, social media, and models are diverse, and the brand promotes body positivity. Coming in at number 6 on our list, we have Swimsuits for All. We dare you to scroll through Swimsuits for All's Instagram account and not feel empowered or more confident or want to immediately throw on a bikini and head to the beach. This is a brand that has definitely walked the walk and talked the talk, and we believe that it fosters an inattractive and engaged community when its customers and promotes loving your body, whether you're a size 4 or a size 34. At number 7, we have Eloqui. Eloqui is one of our favorite plus size brands. It offers sizes 14 to 28 and focuses on fashion for the style-driven, fit-obsessed consumer. Eloqui's designs are fun, trendy, followed pieces with great structure and affordable prices. At number 8, we have Dear Kate. Dear Kate is a fear-proof, worry-free undies and apparel company that helps you get through any period, literally. Its branding is reliable, chill, and girl power positive. At number 9, we have Target. Target, who else could spend hours wandering through the aisles of Target and feel right at home? Target offers a wide selection of in-house brands, sizing, and plenty of options for every personal style. We love how the store promotes body positivity, real women, and attainable style. And last, but certainly not least, we have, coming in at number 10, Dress Barn. Dress Barn offers clothing sizes 2 through 24 and does a great job on social media showing pictures of its Dress Barn brand ambassadors, who are real women wearing Dress Barn. It has created a great community for the brand and shows how women all over the pieces on their own. So, this is all to tell you there is hope. We are moving in the right direction, and I would encourage you to consider making the swap. Why don't we all start shopping at places that support all body types and promote diversity? After the break, we are going to be continuing this discussion on the unachievable standard and the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty, body positivity, and especially when it relates to women. And we're now going to be touching on some of the harmful effects of the unachievable standard. You are listening to The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Monarch, and this is The Butterfly Effect, from a spark to flame. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to this episode of The Butterfly Effect, only on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. Once again, I am your host, DJ Monarch, and on today's episode of The Butterfly Effect, we have been discussing the unachievable standard, and the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty, when it comes to body type, and especially how it directly affects women. We are going to be continuing that discussion on the unachievable standard right now. Okay, now listeners, let's take a look and a deeper dive into what the harmful narrative of this unachievable beauty standard can cause. The unachievable beauty standard can cause serious self-esteem and mental health issues. These self-esteem issues can be manifested in different ways. An issue that is becoming more prevalent when discussing the beauty standard is aesthetic tremé. Allure's article, The Beauty Standard We Inherit, outlines this issue, while also telling people's personal stories and how they connect to it. Quote, Washington, D.C.-based psychologist Afia Mbliska counsels her clients through these toxic and traumatic beliefs, which she refers to as aesthetic trauma, a term that describes distressing experiences related to appearance. For women of color, this is often includes about their complexion, their hair texture, and their hair length. Healing from any trauma is a lifelong battle, and when society affirms and perpetuates beauty oppression, it makes it much harder. It is very challenging to heal from these wounds if the standards have not shifted and haven't changed, Mbliska says. The complicated truth about social media and body image. Many of us suspect that the beautiful, often highly edited images of people we see on social media make us feel worse about our bodies. But what does research say? Featured in BBC, quote, using social media does appear to be correlated with body image concerns. A symmetric review of 20 papers published in 2016 found that photo-based activities, like scrolling through Instagram or posting pictures of yourself, were a particular problem when it came to negative thoughts about your body. Research suggests that who we compare ourselves to is key. People are comparing their appearance to people in Instagram images, or whatever platform they're on, and they often judge themselves to be worse off, says Jasmine Fardaloy, a protocol researcher at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. In a survey of 227 female university students, women reported that they tend to compare their own appearance negatively with their peer group and with celebrities, but not with family members, while browsing Facebook. The comparison group that led the strongest link to body image concerns was distant peers or acquaintances. Research suggests that Fitspatian images in particular, which typically feature beautiful people doing exercise or at least pretending to, might make you harsher on yourself. Amy Slater, an associate professor at the University of West England, Bristol, published a study in 2017 in which 160 female undergraduates viewed other hashtag Fitspo self-comparison quotes or a mix of both, all sourced from real accounts on the Instagram platform. Those who viewed only hashtag Fitspo scored lower on self-comparison, but those who viewed the comparison quotes, for example, you're perfect just the way you are, were nicer to themselves and felt better about their bodies. For those who viewed both the hashtag Fitspo and self-comparison quotes, the benefits of the latter appeared to outweigh the negatives of the former. Another study published earlier the year involved showing 194 young women either body positive content from popular accounts like at Body Postiana photos showing thin women in bikinis or fitness gear or neutral images of nature. The research found that exposing women to hashtag body positive Instagram content appeared to boost their satisfaction with their own bodies. Those two things together are starting to build a little bit of a story that there may be some content that actually is useful for body images, says Slater. So this research was extremely important to help us see the correlation of the beauty standard in comparing ourselves to others to low self-esteem and poor mental health. I found these particularly interesting because I have personally struggled with this myself, and it's nice to hear that I'm not crazy and I'm not the only one who's experienced this. There's actual hardcore data to back this up. But along with self-esteem issues, the unachievable beauty standard touches on other aspects of our lives. It is also extremely possible for women to develop eating disorders because of it. The article, Fashion and Eating Disorders, How Much Responsibility Does Industry Have, on HuffPost.com says, quote, according to the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders, nearly 70% of girls in grades 5 through 12 said magazine images influence their ideals to a perfect body. In so-called pro-anorexia forums, posters write about watching fashion show and combing magazines for thinspiration. A psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, exposure to thin models could also play a role. Although thin models are not the cause of eating disorders, they can be a trigger or a factor in maintaining an eating disorder, she said. In other words, if a woman has a predisposition for an eating disorder and spends a lot of time looking at fashion magazines, this can be one of the factors that triggers feeling bad about her body, which she then turns into eating disorder behavior, like excessive dieting. So, as this is similar to the social media, there is not a direct cause and effect relationship, but we see the correlation and how it plays a role in what happens. Out of every 100 women in between the ages of 10 and 20 suffer from anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa, for those of you who may not know, is an eating disorder characterized as an intense fear of gaining weight, distorted body image, refusal to maintain normal body weight, and includes dangerous measures to lose weight. This is according to the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa and Associated Disorders. The expectation of being extremely thin can lead directly to eating disorders. Quote, several cross-sectional studies have reported a positive association between exposure to beauty and fashion magazines and an increased level of weight concern or eating disorder symptoms in girls. In one study, 44% of adolescent girls believed they were overweight and 60% were actively trying to lose weight, even though the majority of these girls were within normal weight ranges. Many people in North America do not see their bodies as they really are. Clearly, there is a link between eating disorders and the way women are portrayed in the media. They feel like they're not good enough, and to be happier, they have to be thinner. However, eating disorders only account for part of this harm media produces. According to a new study conducted by Market Watch, American adults spend more than 11 hours per day interacting with social media. That's roughly 3.48 billion people use a social media platform. Social media can take a toll on the way women view themselves by causing them to compare their lives to others. Jasmine Fodoy, a researcher at Murgan University in Sydney, Australia, says people are comparing their appearance to people in Instagram images or whatever platform they're on, and they often judge themselves to be worse off. So, as we've seen through this research, women who are exposed to this unachievable beauty standard end up having mental health issues, lower self-esteem, and can possibly develop eating disorders. We need to get rid of this narrative that you're not good enough the way that you are. After the break, we are going to be continuing this discussion on the unachievable standard and the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty and body type, especially when it comes to affect women. You are listening to The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio, 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. I am your host, DJ Monarch, from A Spark to a flame. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this episode of The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. Once again, I am your host, DJ Monarch, and on today's episode of The Butterfly Effect, we have been discussing the unachievable standard, and the unachievable standard when it comes to beauty and body type, especially when it comes to affect women. We are going to be continuing that discussion right now. People may tell women to simply avoid negative media and not participate in unhealthy dieting and unfollow those accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. But this request is nearly impossible. Unrealistic expectations are prominent everywhere. They are plastered on billboards, they appear on television channels, they are on nearly every cover of every fashion magazine, and they even appear in our schools. The focus should not be on women avoiding these depictions, rather we should focus on the media creating a more realistic depiction of women's. Unrealistic depictions of women in the media are harmful to women in everyday society. These depictions can cause eating disorders, low self-esteem, and unrealistic beauty standards. These depictions are prominent in society and appear across most media outlets. As a society, we need to focus on creating more realistic depictions of women and make it clear that everyone is beautiful, no matter their size or what they look like. Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to The Butterfly Effect on Penguin Radio 102.3 FM, only at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Monarch, and this has been The Butterfly Effect, from a spark to a flame.